Yo, Earl of Snakes.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You tune into the Get Up Pimp Show on East G Radio 104.5 FM, and it's that time of the month, a little bit late, but it's the time for the discussion with Mr. Fett, DJ Azul, and DJ Easy. Welcome back to the studio, guys.
Oh, which mic is working?
This one in front of you.
This one,
yeah? You could be, that one.
That's this one, yeah?
That's the one.
Oh, because this is the one that's working. Are you working? What kind of work do you do? I'm going to say it's better late than never.
Cool.
I think it's actually appropriate because everything happens for a reason. Apparently, that's what I heard. Good karma is always better karma if you ask it of your own karma. So I just want to say good evening, hello from everybody. I'll speak for myself because I can't speak for the other two. You just want to greet, Azul? Just greet. Don't say
lots. To the listeners. That's about it.
Charu. Dad, you must come sit closer. You must make quick.
Is the mic on? What's up?
This mic,
yeah. I'll give my 2 cents in about 1 minute.
Okay, hollow points. Where does it come from? How does it fire from a gun? Okay, it's not gun related. It's obviously mouth related. Which means the point will drop on your chest and spread like wildfire inside of your body. Because I think Christmas. One hollow point, I'd like to holler. So far from Easter, I'll get to next year. But for now, let's deal with the so-called ho, ho, ho. I just want to make sure that people know, man, what it's all about at the end of the day. Because I've been walking through all the malls in South Africa, Cape Town, all of a sudden. And I see my people are going through holiday madness to end up with holiday sadness. And if this is the time for giving, who gives and who takes? Okay? The boss gives you 6 weeks of vacation. That's your giving. Who takes? Who do you think? They call it the chainsaw because you're on lockdown. That's the people that takes. Who are you in between? You're not the parasite. You are the host of the so-called scenario. You're the host of the holiday madness. And for those who don't know that, that's one of the hollow points that's coming still. Because at the end of the day, you get holiday pay, you get bonus. Holiday pay, if you break it down, is 6 weeks of normal pay. That's holiday pay. It's not for you to go on holiday. It's for you to think wise. So that when January comes, your point is full. It's not hollow. Okay. Sorry, not your point. Your purse or your bank balance is full and not hollow. Because to me, man, I think it's a bit sad, end of the day, that we go on like wild animals with animals in our hand and just go crazy. Because obviously everything is like 300% higher than what it usually is during the year. And if nobody actually noticed, during the year they play fast music in malls and stuff. That means get the hell out of the mall, you don't have money. End of the year they play that beautiful soft music. You hear fa la la la, and if you hit the escalator you see. Strange but true, yesterday at the waterfront I saw a slender Father Christmas. I'm like, damn, end of Christmas you're gonna be fat with money. But that was probably the plus of the whole thing. And I think it's a whole camouflage situation. Because if the giving came with Yeshua Mashiach to be the Messiah of all people, I think that's the real gift. I don't think it must be drawn to a point where that part gets erased from the whole situation.
Okay.
Where people actually like camouflage you with the thought that yes, Jesus was born, and yes, this is what happened on that day, and yes, there was the three wise men. Because to me, the only three wise men present is most probably the economy. And they're getting away with murder, to put it like that.
Yeah.
You see, because the stalls are empty, and everybody's rushing up and down, and on the occasion that somebody took my money. Why are you extra careful during the year with your money? When it comes to this part of the year, you're actually chaotic. You're actually weird, you're actually strange to a point. You see, because if you hear credit, you're out to get it. But you actually pay cash for everything because you can. Not because you, because you must, it's because you can. You see, and at the end of the day, you sit with the situation we're actually sad when frustration comes in. You see, and then you think, for that last 2 weeks, then you tell yourself, damn, I wish I could go work. You see, why do people always think like that? Why do we always work for the basket and not for the end result? You see, it's because we're sitting not with a bigger picture. We're sitting with a, what's the smallest TV to get us? Smallest TV. Okay, you're sitting with the smallest TV, the eye. The vision is distant, but it's not focused. You see, because you're too excited that what if the Joneses and the Puffies and the Combs gonna think if I buy a 74 centimeter TV and the 108 I left at the shop and the neighbor gets it. You see, okay. And why don't we supposedly paint during the year? Why must we have new curtains? Why must we have this and that? And whole year we come knock each other's doors for vinegar, salt, pepper or whatever. And I just think, man, it's just one of the major concerns. You see, where people don't actually focus on what they're doing. You see, they're more involved in the rat race than anything else. Okay. You see, and they're the first people to say, stop moaning and stop complaining. It's a season to be jolly.
Yeah.
How the hell can you be jolly?
So they just have their own little mission to like buy things and spend money and stuff instead of actually doing what it's meant for originally.
I mean, today I heard a song, Dako di Alibama. Dako di Alibama. And I'm like, for what? What's a wach for Alibama? It's bad for my karma. You see, because people are playing their songs, but they have got no ID. And I'm sorry to say it, there's no ID in it. And I think that's another point that's actually more important than anything else. I went to some workshop Saturday, and it was about colored identity. And I was actually shocked about all the stuff that came out of it. And I was like, damn, this is a good point. Because people talk about the ID book that they've got, that green thingy. It was probably the color of envy, but okay. You sit with that ID. The only thing that identifies you is actually your photo. But if I must ask you, who are you truly? Then you can't tell me. You see, which means that's why you get put on blinkers end of the year. And that's why you walk the walk and you can't talk the talk. You see, because okay. you're too overwhelmed with the situation that I've got the ID, I've got the passport, I had a birth certificate, but didn't have a picture on, and I can do this and I can do that. And I can do end of the day, man, if you don't know yourself, you don't know where you're going to. You see, and people might think that's irrelevant in time and place and situation. Well, if you go back, everybody's got a family tree. But it looks like the only tree that's surviving is the Christmas tree. You see, the beautiful needle thingy with the trimmings and that gold and silver balls, and I don't even know what it stands for. I mean, the greatest phenomenon is now one road full of lights in Botasig. You see, that's like the ultimate now. Christmas become about lights. If I must switch on the true light, what happened to enlightenment? What happened to knowledge? What happened to focus? What happened to sitting and thinking, is Christmas really in so-called December? Why can't it be in October, September, August? You see, why are we throwing the seasons incorrect? Is it because some guy decided that that Horace was born on 25th of December? Or some guy decided that we need something to keep people focused. Let's throw the Turk in because we demolished the Turks on this day. That's why we must eat turkey. Is that why that 25th is so important? You see, have everybody ever thought why is the 2 and the 5 together? Can it be vision to become 7? And people talk about that's God's number. Where is your vision in the day, man? You see, but it's cool, man. I'll keep on chewing bubblegum because I don't want to swallow. Azul, I've got the message.
Just the fact that it's fast and easy.
Okay, my 2 cents at 8:15 on the 22nd, 3 days to your ho-ho-ho day. Basically, I mean, catch the same thing that happened 2 months ago. It's like the whole hip-hop, what is it? World Hip-Hop Day or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like the same, my belief in my point is exactly the same, and understand, like I had then, it's like cats need to go back and find out, man, the real meaning behind it. Because back in the day, when the Romans was in charge of whatever was happening, they had a mass, which is M-A-S-S, for Christ, which is a little baby that was born apparently in a manger. And then because a lot of other gods was celebrated on the 25th of December, and they were wreaking havoc. Like, I mean, they were celebrating with 20 women, basically like most of the rap stars are today, with women and wine and song and whatever. And because of that, these cats were like, yo, we need to get these people to believe in Christendom. How are we going to do that? Because, I mean, this day that they're focusing on to celebrate for their gods, they're going hectic. We need to pull them. We need to get a gimmick. We need to get something to draw them here. And they were like, let's call it Christ Mass. Okay, for Christ. So they had a big gathering in order to like say, look, we're celebrating the birth of a baby. Second point that's also whack that most people don't know is there's no such thing as three wise men. Just because there was three gifts doesn't automatically make it three wise men. And when the three apparently wise men got to the baby that was born, he wasn't a baby anymore. Because it didn't take them 10 kilometers to get there. There was no bus, there was no train ride, no 747. It might have taken them 2 years. That's why the cat that later came and wanted to kill all the babies, he killed babies from the age 2 and down. If it was only a baby, he was interested, he would have killed any baby under the age of 1. Yeah. And cats don't know that. And it's like, it's not far, man, it's there. Naked is normally the business, guys. And people are like, just easy to take it, because people tend to think that something spiritual means something from God. They don't understand that there's another side also. There isn't a gray area. I'm not saying that. There's black and white. And for me, if you're up in there shouting about, you know, I mean, I was so disgusted today in the mall. A 40-year-old woman and a friend was about 38. They came down the escalator and the one was pulling down the sleeve and she was like, what do you think of this? And they were showing each other the new tattoos they had done. Yo. And I was like, oh my goodness. Because that's like 180 Rand to have a tattoo done. Next month, that woman's going to be looking for something for her kid to go to school with. And she's got a tattoo because it's December, the bonus is there. And I was like, oh, snap. But coming back to the Christmas thing, I mean, once again, like we said a couple of weeks ago, the Ghetto Pimp Show would be the show where we would provoke and cats can, I mean, they could probably bomb up the station or SMS your phone or whatever.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with Christ, unfortunately. That's the reality of it. And they can test us, they can challenge us, they can go and find out and bring us the paperwork. It's got absolutely nothing to do with Christ. It's the same thing like a Valentine's Day. It's the same thing like whatever. And cats out there were saying, you know, no, but they are celebrating Christ. Or no, they are celebrating the birth. We were never commissioned or never told to celebrate his birth.
Okay, cool, yeah.
We're supposed to celebrate something else that happened in his life, not his birth. Because I don't think anybody knows when he was born, whether it was in June or July or even in September. Yeah. But I know most deaf it wasn't on the 25th of December.
Yeah, true.
So for me, as another hollow point, the sad thing is that a lot of cats are now going to be jumping up and having Christmas concerts or going to make a hip-hop song or whatever. These dudes brought out an album, I think, last year.
Yeah.
Christmas. I mean, most people don't even know that. And that song had the real meaning of Christmas behind it. But cats won't play it because there's no sleighs and there's no fat people in red suits about in it and snow or anything like that. And another thing that I would also say, it's like the same thing that I would do in hip-hop. I think in our break you're going to play a song by a dude called Petty D. For me, it's cool that if I speak about drugs and I was doing drugs, cats feel it. But if I speak about Jesus and I also believe in him, people be like, no, no, this is not a religious show. But if another dude was talking about it, people won't moan, you know, because they're like, nah, it's cool. This dude is just making music.
Yeah.
And it would be the same concept now, is that cats are going to jump onto stages and, you know, celebrate Christmas or make music about Christmas and don't know anything about Christmas. Oh snap, we're looking for something. We'll be back after these messages.
Azul, want to speak? Cool.
No, sir, not now.
Yeah, okay, Azul don't want to speak now. I just want to further that point. This was a general. This was hollow points, no?
Hollow points.
Yeah, I just want to touch that tattoo thing that Taran spoke about.
Okay.
All of a sudden, the phenomenon of the Cape is I must get myself a tattoo because the tattoo looks cool. This is what it's all about. The tattoo is all about this. And the sad thing is, like, some of them are the true Christians. That talk about I must get myself a tattoo. I saw a flower. I must go on my chest. I saw this. I saw a guy in Canal the other day. And my so-called girlfriend was with me. And and I asked him, where's your girlfriend? And he's like, she's busy having a tattoo. I'm like, are you happy with it? No, but she told me if I don't get it, this is going to happen. I'm like, well, what happened to principles in life? Because if you ask normal people, why do you want a tattoo? Nah, because it's cool. No, it's not cool. If you a gargoyle, then it's cool. If you need character on your arm, it's cool. If your melanin sucks, then it's cool. Because all you have to do is you're busy with body painting. And that's a sin. You see, because you're adding value to a so-called perfect dimension of creation.
Yeah.
If you were created by the Most High, you are perfect in your features, because man judge you left, right and center. Because Dangachi got a snake around her arm, you want a boa constructor. You see, have everybody ever thought for once in life, when you reach the age of 60, of 60, when your skin starts sagging, that beautiful rose is going to look like, I don't know, like what? Like weed, like a poppy. You see, and people don't see the seriousness about it. You see, that you're actually doing something to your body is actually bodily harm. You see, because the picture looks beautiful for that second. But the word beautiful means perfect to its point. And if man puts it on your body, it can't be perfect. It's impossible. Cool. Because everything that you put on your body breaks. You see, because you're not designed to create. You're designed to improve the creation. But you must remember, the first wheel was square. It became round, but it came from a divinity. You see, and what people don't think, that like Tyron said, there's two sides to a story. The truth can come in a devilish point of view too, and it's gonna sound like the truth. It's gonna sound okay. Like a lot of people told at this one lecture, they said, yeah, but we are focused about identity. We talk about this. But if I go to a rave club and people don't listen to me when I talk about identity, how the hell can you go to a rave club and talk about identity?
Yeah.
Do you really think that you can do that? Go stand in front of the church and then preach your stuff there. Because many are called once again, for you are chosen. I see. And that's important. Because if you're not one of the 144,000, then something is wrong. Yeah. You're either coming with a picture of Christ on your arm, and what's doing on your arm is supposed to be in your heart end of the day, man. You see, because if everybody's walking around with the bodyguard, what happened to God's body? You see, people don't think about this thing, man, as a serious point, man. People think that it's a season to be jolly. You see, yes, cool, in your drunkenness. Must we go out like Noah, laying on our back, naked?
Yeah.
You see, must we act foolish consistently? You see, if they say he was the father of the field, what does that mean? He was the grower, he was the gardener. People don't think about that. People have to focus at Genesis, the first book in the Bible. Nobody goes to the other books, because the other books doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People still are on that tip. Yeah, but that time's Christmas is more different than this time of Christmas. How? Is that like telling me that there's a New Testament and Old Testament? If Jesus or Yeshua Messiah came and said, I come in the name of David, Abraham, he didn't cut out the old guys.
Yeah.
Because everything comes with a seed. So if you're celebrating Christmas now, where did it start, man? Why do people say in the malls, oh, I've still got the kid left. Where do I find church shoes? And if you're supposed to go on holy ground, you're supposed to take your shoes off.
Yeah.
So why are you bothered about shoes? Where does this character come in from? You see, people are so fascinated with all this hogwash. Oh yes, and ham is part of the picture also. Because there must be turkey and ham on the table. You see, I mean, I don't understand. You see, if the book of Leviticus tell you, do not eat the food of the Gentiles. But no, Paul came and Paul said, it's not what go into you, it's how it go out. That is the word, it's not the food. Don't mix the scripture. And if people keep on following Paul, why did Paul run away when the disciples said, come with us, come meet the Messiah? He ran away. No, people don't talk about that. They talk about Father Christmas, the scam for Coca-Cola. People don't even know that. I mean, yeah, I can go on like a hoe three times if I have to.
let me say something. I mean, if you work it out, ladies and gentlemen, or you could say brothers and sisters, you know who you are. The same thing would go for, you know, the same Bible that you're saying is supposed to tell you that there's a day at Christmas. It says that you must call no man father. And just because you call him Santa, please, man. The attribute that you give Santa is that he's omnipresent. That means he's worldwide. God is omnipresent. That's God's attribute. That's something you're playing with. Santa thinks that he knows who's naughty and who's nice. Another attribute of God the Father is God is all-knowing.
Yeah.
Santa apparently lives in the North Pole, and I can take you to more than one scripture that says, great is the Lord in the city of the North. So what I'm saying is, please, bruh, do your homework. The thing that Fat was talking about, for me, it's like you can either go all out or don't go out at all. And it's like, cats will be like, no, earring is cool, but I will never put the ring in my nose. I'll never put a ring through my nipple or through my arm. Where's your ear? It's also on your body.
Yeah.
So how does it make a difference that if you put a hole through your nose and another dude puts a hole through his, are you with me, through his tongue,
yeah,
then it's a problem. But a dude with a hole in his ear, it's on your body. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So you must just be able to give an account for the thing that you believe in. And I'm saying, if you're up there buying a Christmas card, if you're up there exchanging a gift, if you're up there smooching under the mistletoe, buying the Boyz II Men Christmas CD or the Mariah or the Kenny G Christmas CD, or buying your turkey and your crackers or whatever, I hope you know why you're doing it.
Cool.
Are you with me? It's the same thing like when you're up in the club. I don't have anything against dancing. I don't care if you can or can't dance. I'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Are you with me? If you don't have a reason to celebrate, man, sit down. Are you with me?
True, yeah.
And that's the thing. So I would say from a point of saying hollow point, definitely Christmas would be the one that it's blowing up. I mean, it might sound hypocritical, but I don't own the store. I work in a retail store. Man, we make crazy money. Crazy money. We get up early in the morning to go there and say, hi, can I help you? We're basically saying, hi, can I take that money from you? But we say, hi, can I help you? And we sell you something you don't need to impress people you don't know with money that you don't have.
Yeah.
And that's basically the thing. I mean, a 13 check is not compulsory. But you know how cats are like when they don't get it. I've got a friend in the loan business. Those who don't get 13 checks, the loan sharks are open, man. And that's the deal. I mean, on the Cape Flats, I can guarantee you, if you got a video camera, be my guest to be in the Cape Flats between the 8th and the 20th of January. And you see some of the furniture trucks pulling up there, coming to get that stuff. Because you can hire a 74 centimeter from Teldre for a month. You can hire the DVD in the home theater. And you can hire everything else because family from Joburg is coming and family from here is coming. And it's all an impressed thing. And so much if it was his birthday, why am I getting gifts?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
If it's his birthday, why am I getting a gift? Are you with me? And I mean, there's some stuff going on right now, and I don't want to put anybody's business on the street, but it was like, no, but you must be careful because this is the time for togetherness. So March, April, May, June, July is not the time for togetherness. Or this is the time that we must draw close. And, you know, and I know that some cats are trying to capitalize and say, you know, but most people are looking for the truth. So let's gather them. A lot of them are going to come to church because they're coming to look for the answer. First check if you have the answer before you're going to try and give that. And that's the cool thing, man. I would never come up and say, I'm coming in the name of this or in the name of such a society or such a group or whatever. Because I know, if I'm not constantly looking at my behind me or watching my back, that society or that name or that organization or that church, for that matter, that I'm trying to hold or that I hold dear to my heart, they can fail. But if I come and I say, look, this is who I come in, a man that was perfect or blameless, I know that no one can turn around and say da 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 da. But most cats who's flagging the same flag, they don't know what it's about. So I would say do your homework.
Cool.
Azul, this is Thomas. Azul's my language, by the way.
Azul is on Holy Sacrament. He's sacrificing his words tonight. Yeah, man. To me, man, I don't know. I hate this, man, and I'm being honest. But the cool thing about love, man, it comes with a package of hate automatically, man. You see, the one can't live without the other. Because the only moment when you realize this is love is when hate stepped in. Then you realize, like, damn, I loved him, her, them so much. You see, but because of one flaw. You see, now Terrence spoke about the truth, man. The funny part is people are scared of the truth. They are so scared, man. It's coming through their veins. As soon as they start speaking the truth or a touch that sounds like the truth, they're like, don't talk about religion, don't talk about politics.
Yeah.
My ass. I'll speak about both. Why? Because somebody in a high authority gave me the gift of reason. If I was the shepherd of all the animals on earth, I could decide you go that way or you go this way. Animals can't do that. They must go to the kraal. They must go to this. They must go to that. Why must man become the animal?
Yeah.
Why must the pyramid scheme always come in? Why must there be a top, a center, and a bottom? Why? Because we allow it to do so, man. You see, people say, why must rappers always drive Bentleys? Why must they have mansions? You want to know why? Because that's the aim and the goal. And if you're righteous, it's going to come to you. You see, because if people ask you, what do you want to be one day in life? And you say, I'd like to be a doctor. But if you say, I'd like to be a true Christian, and then I'm going to get this with the power that guides me to it. Because destiny is not predicted, it's guided. People think that you can say 10 years down the line, I'm going to win the lottery. Catch a joke, cracker. Yeah. The lotto means you can't go. You see? And what people don't understand is that, just watch, man. End of the year, people don't need the lotto card. They won the lotto automatically.
Yeah.
Come January, that 8 million, it can look like heaven once again. You see, it takes an idiot to realize that Babylon is not here, man. Everybody makes fun of the Rastafarians. What's about fire Babylon? Fire Babylon. Well, if your career fails as an artist, you can ask Celine Dion and Elton John. Where do they go to? Las Vegas. Why? Because they can't make it in the so-called secular world. So what is Las Vegas? Ultra secular? My word, eh? It must be funny if there's a better place than the secular world. You see, it's like leaded and unleaded petrol. It's the same damn thing. You see, to me it's like funny. Wow. Look at France. France are scared of religion. No more this, no more this, no more that. Why? Because you've come to realize that God is stronger than what you are, man. Is that the thing? Because sooner or later, the X in mathematics always has been nothing. You see? And people are like so vexed and focused. You know, it's spitting through my veins that people pay 2,000 rand for a damn stupid pair of boots.
Yeah.
A Levi? Damn. It's satanic rules. First head of the state is Levi. The ultimate goat. So who are you supporting? If you pay how much? 600? 700? For the goat Levi? Something is wrong, man. Someone is kicking a tantrum. And I hate to say it, but my people, you are walking blindly. Because it came to a point where the Messiah said, I must separate the goat from the sheep. Because they've been starting to mix. But now everybody's sheep. Boss is goat. And I'm going to keep on putting it, boss is goat. And I'm going to keep on saying, people say Matrix was a crap movie. You must have been a goat. Billy the goat. I'm not talking about Billy the goat. I'm not even going to go to the Christmas sermons that's coming on TV. They're getting paid to do that crap. And you're going to say, Silent Night, Holy Night. Why? Because you must sleep. Why every year the story is the same?
Yeah.
Why every year? Why? I'm let me quick jump to Easter. Why? Why must Jesus always die? Why can't we live for his resurrection? Why must we watch him suffer consistent on that cross?
Yeah.
And like this one guy said, man, my Jesus couldn't have been that thin if he had the Last Supper the evening before that. He's then thin. He's supposed to be strong. He had food. You see, people are not thinking. You see, they are just doing. You see, I speak, but it's times that do think because it's a part of the gift of reasoning. But we're too scared we're going to hurt each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it comes from a thing where, man, I'll be this honest. How many churches do you think we got in, let's say, Cape Town?
5,802.
Okay, we've got 5,802. That makes, not the congregation, that makes 5,000 leaders. People that are the shepherds are in charge. A lot of churches work with plural leadership where there's like five people running the church. But I think Let's say 40% of them know the truth, but it would be unpopular for them to stand up and say, "Keiki, worry, I've been wrong." You know what I mean? I deceived you guys for all these years. I made a mistake. I failed. I fell, or whatever. There's no such thing as Christmas. Jesus wasn't born. When we have a nativity play on the night before and everybody in church comes in and they look at the idols on the stage, it's actually a form of pagan worship because the Bible says we mustn't have idols. But there's a little picture of a Mary and there's a little baby and whatever. But right through the year, they preach against that. And in Christmas time, it's not cool. It's a season to be jolly. It's like, then certain scriptures don't apply to them. So I think they know the truth, but they don't want to speak it because the people are going to get up and walk out. And that's the people that basically make them. Because look, most cats are full-time as a pastor or a preacher or whatever you call him.
Yeah.
So if he has to speak up there and speak the truth, he'll be unpopular, he'll be different, he'll be irrelevant at this time, he'll be not, you know, kicking it, they won't feel him, in other words. So it's basically a case of abuse of authority, if you think about it, because you'll be responsible for those cats. And I mean, that's my thing. It's like, I give my 2 cents because of Richard giving me this the space and this airwave or whatever you want to call it, and I'm not going to be saying something stupid that I'm going to be responsible with that next week, because I mean, you don't know who's listening to you when you speak, and the same would come from in a church service, on a stage or whatever. And that's why people always say, oh, you know, once there was a guy that said, preach the gospel at all times, if necessary, use words. The guy who said that never knew that 20,000 years or 15 years later, people right around the world are going to say it. But because he opened his mouth, it started a whole culture of people believing that you don't have to speak or open your mouth. You can just live a certain lifestyle and people will be like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, are you with me?
Yeah.
And it's the same now. It's like, I don't know who's hearing me in their living room, their car, whatever. So if I'm going to say the wrong thing, guess what? Are you with me? I'm feeding some dude poison. If I'm saying the right thing, it's the same like for me as a DJ. If some dude comes up to me with a verbatim and you'd be like, yo, this is the joint, play it. I won't play it. Because if it's the wrong song, I can do damage. If it's the right song, I can play it next week.
Yeah.
So let me go home and check the song out. And that'll be the thing. It's like, cats don't think. Cats don't, you know, everybody want to freestyle. Everybody wants to be like, no, this is the move going. You don't have to go and study, man. We were told, you know, that it was snowing. We were told that the dude's going to come through the chimney. We were told that, you know, if we leave, it's like leaving a tooth in a sock or in a shoe and some mouse is going to bring us money. We were told that. And it's sad because I know that one of the big newspapers in town, they banned this whole Santa Claus thing because kids are actually writing to Santa.
Box one Santa.
And when they don't get the gift, they be like, oh snap, it's probably the time that I
was a bad
forgot
kid.
Forgot to give the change, or that I watched that movie on TV I wasn't supposed to watch.
Sure.
And then the kid who gets it, he'd be like, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And that's what's happening. So that's weird. And then some dude would say, no, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with living in a fantasy, excuse me. Everything is wrong with living in a fantasy. It's like, no one wants to actually, you know, be with what's real. And the sad thing is, you know, what's real is actually not real. That's why I agree. Go watch The Matrix. Go watch Lord of the Rings. And you can tell me again what's real. The fact that someone could think the movie, don't you think you had to see it first? To create it? Don't you think someone had to see it first before you could say, let's take 4 million or 4 billion and make a movie about it?
Yeah.
Do you think some dude just sat there and said, cool, let's do this? Someone had to think it.
Yeah.
And for him to think it, are you with me? And that's my 2 cents, man. I need some music.
Cool. Do you want to...
That's the joint.
Cool. So we can have...
for all those non-believers out there, we've got a track by a man called Petty D. And I'm not going to say anything further.
All I'm saying, these two guys are skipping to hell.
What you scared of? Look over your head, watch this fire rain fall. Who the one that said it ain't no God? Then let's roll. I represent the God who made you. Ain't a breath full of thousands of men till there's none left. Murder us, we gon' keep coming. Christians, Jews, Hebrews coming. Anybody believe that Jesus rose coming? Fall on the battlefield, we gon' keep gunning. Christ didn't die on that cross in vain. Christ wasn't immune to hurt and pain. Beat him and they stripped him of his clothes for shame. Just so you can make it into heaven, that name. Jesus, that name be fucking dudes. I Jesus called the demons and cast the hell out. The name of Jesus Christ is all about love. If the devil ain't running your life, then tell me what you scared of. What you scared of? 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 Powerful name in this world I know. Jesus Christ, the most powerful name in this world. They treated Jesus like a bad boy, fucking all these Pharisee dudes. And all the kids praying till they kicked them out of school. We gon' take back our public school, take back our God's rule, take back our hoods and burrows and what the devil stole. In the days of old, they stopped breathing. Elijah sent fire down and barbecue heathen. Now you wanna play around like God is weak. Y'all can use profanity, but Christians can't speak. Fuck that, I'ma run my mouth till he come back. Stand in the way of my sword, get your head cracked. In fact, I'ma break my neck and reach you. You want him to quote lyrics, I want him to quote the truth. Name somebody else who came to die for me, who saved the woman from a stone and ain't forgave her sin. Jesus is God, and God is love. You want love, but not Jesus. Tell me what you're scared of. What you scared of? 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 Powerful name in this world I know. Jesus Christ, the most powerful name in this world I know. We bust the head of evil spirits, playing Boston and Dome. If you scared to fight Satan, get power, stay home. Jesus ain't impressed with your name in his soul. Your speaking's alright, but your living's all wrong. You might say don't judge me, but the truth is the truth. It's life and death in the tongue, and you killing the youth. You a strong man like Samson, but your problem is pride. And your addiction to lust, it's gonna cause you your eyes. Why? Do you know God's real, but still fear? Knowing you a sin, but it's still hard to hear. Knowing you a soldier of God, but AWOL. Achieving all these things in life, but still fall. The devil said, stay at my party and stop leaving. But he ain't say the party's over when you stop breathing. He got booted out of heaven from above. If you know Jesus is powerful, tell me what you scared of. What you scared of? 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 Powerful name in this world I know. Jesus Christ, the most powerful name in this world I know. What you scared of? 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 The most powerful name in this world I know. Jesus Christ, the most powerful name in this world I know.
Yes, yeah, this is Music Radio. That's what you listen to. It's Mr. Fett from Vivica. 104.5 FM. That's the one. 104.5 FM. UCT Radio, Mr. Fett, BBC.
Hit it.
Let's get the pimps.
The government you have elected is an opportunity. Come again. The government you have elected is an opportunity. The government you have elected.
The day begins with a prayer. And a prayer to excuse my sins. I can walk anywhere I choose. Cause everybody listens to the BDP crew. We're not here for glamour or fashion. But here's the question I'm asking. Why isn't young black kids taught that? They're only taught how to read, write, and act. It's like teaching a dog to be a cat. You don't teach white kids to be black. Why is that? Is it because we're the minority? Well, black kids follow me. Genesis chapter 11 verse 10 explains the genealogy of Shem. Shem was a black man. Africa. If you repeat this fact, they can't laugh at you. Genesis 14 verse 13, Abraham steps on the scene. Being a descendant of Shem, which is a fact, means Abraham too was black. Abraham born in the city of a black man, called Nimrod, grandson of Ham. Ham had four sons. One was named Canaan. Here, let me do some explaining. Abraham was the father of Isaac. Isaac was the father of Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, for real, and these were the children of Israel. According to Genesis chapter 10, Egyptians descended from Ham. 600 years later,
Egypt. In this era, black Egyptians weren't right. They enslaved black Israelites. Moses had to be of the black race because he spent 40 years in Pharaoh's place. He passed as the Pharaoh's grandson, so he had to look just like them. Yes, my brothers and sisters, take this here song. Yo, correct the wrong. The information we get today is just whack. But ask yourself, why is that?
I'm sorry. The government you have elected is inoperative.
The ignorant rapper is done. Knowledge reigns supreme over nearly everyone. The stereotype must be lost, that love and peace and knowledge is sore. Do away with that and understand one fact. For love, peace must attack. And attack real strong, stronger than war, to conquer it and its lore. Pictures, stereotypes, and fake history reinforces mystery. And when mystery is reinforced, that only means that knowledge has been lost. When you know who you really are, peace and knowledge shines like a star. I've only shown you a simple fact. It takes a nation of millions to hold us people back, which is whack, but we can correct that. Teach and learn what it is to be black, cause they're teaching birds to be a cat. But ask yourself, homeboy, why is that?
The government.
Still tuning into the Ghetto Pimp Show on UCT Radio 104.5 FM. That's Keras One in the background. There's a track called Why Is That? Old school Boogie Down Productions still. Oh, and here comes another track which you didn't want to play. But anyway.
You know what's funny? I bet half of the cats out there who's wearing their 05s and their FUBUs and their School of Hard Knocks, they didn't even know that song. The song was like 3 minutes playing and they were like, that sounds like Keras One. Return of the Boom Bap. But it's cool.
Probably they're thinking that sounds like just Nelly on
that. That's the thing, because it's sad, man, that all of them are up in this new school. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with new school, but for you to know where you're going, you need to know where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's also important where you're at consistently and to, you know, just check yourself. For those who just tuned in now, we were talking about hollow points and just issues around, I'll say, the hip-hop community, or if you include yourself in the community, commercial community, like Mr. Fat will say.
Commercial community, yeah, it's not community.
Okay. The thing that we were trying to figure out with this whole industry, if you want to call it that, it's like, if we play a song like Don't Do Drugs, Stay in School, Don't Have a Gun, blah, 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 and we actually live like that, then people be like, why do you want to make softcore or whatever? But then someone like Destiny Child jumps up and she does the same song, then it's like, that's the joint. That's the joint. Turn that up. And it's like, when the interviewer, she's always trying to say, like, I can shake on stage, whatever, whatever, because it's cool with God, blah, 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 blah. But most cats don't know. It's like, when they get that award or that Grammy, the first thing they say, I'd like to thank God, or I'd like to thank Jesus Christ, my personal savior. Because they know tomorrow morning, 40% of the Christians are going to be up in the music shop buying the CD and actually going to open the inlay looking for the shout that's going to say, first, I'd like to thank, man, it's business. Music business.
Verbs just like when talks about that. And
just like when we sell a product and we say, if you buy this, you get this free and that free. It's part of the marketing. So part of the marketing is that, first, I'd like to thank the Most High for blessing me with this talent and allowing me to use it. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
Whatever, man. That's just the thing. And the song that we were playing just now, I'm impressed that my man Nuru is feeling it.
Yeah.
Props to him, and we'll see what we can do about that Obi twice. But on the hollow point tip, yeah, man, don't just be a fool. Some other dude once said, and it's again some dude that said it, some quoting unquote, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
Strange but true.
Ik like happy vis, man. And I think that's a sad thing. Ik is bij hoe happy. Ik wil lachen en snert de bolle praat. But when it comes to this kind of people, dat is ik dan man. But okay, it's a line that goes, I am great, but the one that sent me is far greater than what I'll ever be. So I'm going to tell you this. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Jesus. The one that you supposedly having a ball or a party with your six bottle can in your parkista and chica your runaway hog and your turkey was a kop af a kappas. I just want to say, people, you can be in this world, but damn it, don't be of this world. Yeah. Because tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you might not wake up on earth. You might sit in the middle, because then some guy with the name of Gabriel, Mikael, Daniel. It sounds Chinese, eh? It's not. It just means the angel Gabriel, the small god. Like Israel, rise up to God.
Okay.
People, for once in life, stop looking at the damn rakke in the winkels. Look up, look down, look within. There is a God. All respect for Christmas, but I wish you merry. I wasn't part of this, but I'm out. I do love you. The check, I hope it's in the mail. But this was the fat BVK. I sell a fat brass on Santa Claus. The vis, my Satan claws are out. Peace.
Cool.
Abazul.
Yeah, I just want to say to all the listeners that's a bit confused or whatever. You know, this is like, also, you know, part of the pop thingy, you know, the knowledge itself, just trying to find out some things, you know, because always good to question, you know, because that's what we lack nowadays, especially in the pop community. So for all those people celebrating whatever you're celebrating, yeah,
have a festive season and have a happy new year.
All I just want to say, have a festive season and a happy new year, basically. Peace.
Cool.
The thing with the knowledge of self is, like, you know, hip-hop heads, when they take photos, they're always like, what's up? Yeah. No one wants to smile. And that's so phony, because you have to be happy about some stuff. And it's like you were saying, it's good to be skeptical, man. Don't just take something. Brass is cakey. We're gonna start a hip-hop group. Cool, we need change. We need that. No one actually says, why do we need it? Are you with me? Yeah. Everybody's like, no, come on, just go and fra. Ik weet, man. Ik heb boeken en mijn pa het internet en wat en wat. Ask questions, man, and then find out for yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Me, the E, signing off with my man Richard Big Dada.
Cool.
Hey, awesome, mama. Hey, mama. Peace for the PVK campy.
Cool, sure. Thanks a lot again. So, yeah, you guys will be back again next year. This is the last show for the year.
This is how you say it. We'll be back next year, God willing, inshallah.
Okay.
If you're not here, see us in heaven. Peace.
Cool. We're gonna play out from the discussion with another track by the Cross Movement, and this one's called In Not Of. And someone's trying to call in. If you call in again, we can take your call. So stay tuned. This is the Get Up Pimp Show on East Georgia.
Gotta let them know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta let them know about the name. Gotta let them know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gotta let them know about the game. Gotta let them know. Gotta let them know about the name. Gotta let them know. Lord, the world think you left the streets, and that you ain't the kind of guy that would bless the beats. And because you ain't busting heat, that you can't relate to being tempted to grind to eat, or to flip a little ecstasy, just playing role for your seed like a sesame, or the meaning of thug destiny, or to know what's all up in the mix like a recipe. They can't possibly think that you paid your dues when you ran in the streets of old Jerusalem. You wasn't to dine with the Godfather, nah, but visible Father God, and you ran your squad, and now you run inside of cats with backward hats and boots. Evangelical hip hop, modern day recruits, and just like Jews and gefilte fish, ain't too many dudes that are built for this. We grind for souls. Forget what the liar told. We give throwback jerseys for choir roles. Sunday clothes. You catch us in the pulpit, it's fitteds and black jabos. Here's the goals, take the risk, light the coals, bring the heat, flex the gift, break the mold, recruit, enlist, fulfill the great commission. Like LJ said, we tryna rock the souls.
Whose mic is this? I'm in it, but I ain't of it. I live it, but I don't love it. Whose life is this? I admit it, I ain't above it. I gotta get it, but I don't covet. Whose world is this? It's dated, many love it. I
trying to kingdom work like I got a herd on. Most hip hop needs stimulant, turn on. Yak a bourbon, but not these words from the street that turn song. Brooklyn the horn, we ring the alarm. Watch God get his in hip hop for certain. Don't front, this culture need a clear display, a clearer way. Somebody make it clear today. It's hard to look on my outward to peep my end. That's like trying to see my heartbeat inside my skin. But if you know hip hop course inside my vein, know all hip hop blood types ain't the same.
I'm transfused
with the blood of an ancient king.
He paid dues,
and now I can't help but bling.
But not ice,
I ain't talking about a life of crime. My whole crew don't know nothing but a life of rhyme.
It ain't strange,
new birth done met the knock.
It done changed,
the church done met the block.
It's so plain,
the God of the Israelites got a pain in his heart for the dismal type. He ain't concerned about your plaques and your tiny roots. He even think you kinda fly with your shiny tooth. He left us in the world and said mix it up, but with a righteous kind of flow that picks it up. Before Satan can 666 it up, he gon' bust through the sky and fix it up. But till then, let this culture make us proud, but only to the point where it start acting foul. And if it does, ain't no time to black out, dude. You gotta put it in a hole and make it tap out.
Ooh.
Cause the God hip hop gotta bow and blush. We don't live for hip hop, hip hop lives for us.
Gotta let them know. Gotta let them know about the game. Gotta let them know. Gotta let them know about the game. Gotta let them know. Gotta let them know about the name. Gotta let them know.
To each his own, but none will ever come unseat the throne. Salt penetrates from meat to bone. We tryna reach the pain, bring the peace. Till they say, preach it, homes, teach it, man. Keep your dough, cause this is strictly on a need to know. Yo, everybody need to know. That's why I gotta lace the flow. Till men holler Christ like Japan holler
Ichiro.
Men gotta need like pizza dough. We pull, we stretch, but do we ever really reach them? No, I don't mean no harm, but I'll bet the farm. Some put the weight of the mission on skill and charm. And they get iller than all, the killing evolves. But with no alarm, see I'ma remain calm. Lord, how long to wait? Cause this is a long debate. Neither side wants to prolong the hate. They say we reach the church and they reach the streets, but can't find an inner outer season to preach. There's only two, but you kept the charge the same. The harvest is ready, but the workers lame. I say we reach the church and we reach the streets, and some don't believe and I'll catch the heat. But we'll take the lash, we're born. But they'd be surprised if they knew who was ringing the horn. But ain't no beef, cause we all still fam. I'ma shut my teeth, not give the enemy a chance. But just know this, this is our only main stance. Trust the wisdom of God, not the strats of man.
Whose mic is this? I'm in it, but I ain't of it. I live it, but I don't love it. Whose life is this? I admit it, I ain't above it. I gotta get it, but I don't covet it.